Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks.
Okay. Podcast number 4. We are talking about counteroffers. Yes. I'm Trent Keith.
And I am Ethan McNeil, and we're with Keith Realty.
Okay, what we'd like to do is just touch on all the different options with counteroffers today. Mm-hmm. The first one that always seems to come up is the main price. So say you have your house listed at $200,000, mm-hmm. and someone offered you $150,000. More than likely you're going to counter because you don't want to accept the $150,000. Yes. So the first step is deciding what you would be willing to negotiate to. Mm-hmm. If someone offered you that much of a difference, then evidently one of two things. They aren't too concerned about getting the house, for one, mm-hmm. or they feel like there's a lot more that needs done to the house than you think needs done to the house, so they want more room to be able to fix those issues.
Yes.
What would be another thing you think they offer less?
They could also offer less just because they want to steal. There's a lot of people that just, they might be able to afford the house, but they just don't want to pay the full price. But you also have ones that literally cannot afford the house, but they walked through it for some reason still and loved it and are trying to offer $50,000 less than what it's worth. Yeah, and this is when you counter, and it's important that you counter knowing what your bottom line is, because like the price or anything with a counter, you got to know what you can take and where you'd like to be at. Otherwise, countering, you can go into countering and, you know, say it goes down 4 or 5 different counters. At some point, you might seem confusing to the potential buyer if you're not staying on a firm bottom line of what you're needing. But what's some other things that might come up that you might want to counter on?
Well, there's multiple things. One might be that they wanted closing costs paid by you. They could mm-hmm. say they want $3,000 in closing costs. Maybe you don't have $3,000 extra to give them towards closing costs. Mm-hmm. So if that's the case, what you'll want to do is counter the overall price of the property, and then maybe you'll have the money to give them the closing costs if they pay you a little bit more overall. Mm-hmm. That is one thing we see a lot. That way the buyers can afford to buy because you're giving them some money for closing costs, and you can afford to sell and still have the margin uh-huh. you need because you increased the sales price of the property.
Yes. Yeah, and literally anything in the original purchase agreement can be countered on. So what it doesn't matter what it is. Maybe it's a survey, maybe it's a home warranty program. Maybe it's something really small, like they wanted your dishwasher, or, well, you probably are going to leave that, but your washer and dryer. anything can be countered on of saying, no, I want this. So that's just something for you to work out with your realtor of what's important to you and what to counter on. And with that, you do not want to be overly aggressive in your countering. And by that I mean definitely know what your goal is. But say somebody offers $25,000 less than what you were originally asking. Well, if your house has sat on the market a long time, or maybe you were priced too high or something, you got to know where your bottom line is. And maybe your bottom line is that amount that they offered. Well, then don't try and counter back again at the full price, knowing that you could come down to what they're asking, because that's just going to offend them, and they'll probably just walk away if you just, you know, don't budge. So you need to keep in mind that when they are offering and you're going to be countering, they're expecting some wiggle room. They're expecting you to work with them if you're countering. To counter and just say, no, it's the original price, you're basically rejecting their offer. That's not negotiating, that's not countering, that's rejecting their offer, basically.
Yes. And a big key in that process is not getting caught up emotionally in the process.
Yeah.
They may be making an offer that you do not agree with, but it's not pointed towards you. It may be, like Ethan said, that's all they can afford. Maybe they're not approved for more. It may be that in order to get the things fixed that needs fixed, they have to be there because that's the only amount of money they have to fix the things. So don't get emotionally caught up in an offer and reject something that you can figure out grounds that you can meet. You know, so work in a way that is good for you. But also knowing that the buyer is not looking at it the same way you are. They're just trying to figure out how to make it work for them the same as you're trying to figure out how to make it work for you.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and when they offer lower, don't take it personally. They might not be being a jerk, even though it might feel like it. They might not be that, like what Trent was saying. You know, it might just be where they're at. But yeah, if you're in this position and you're watching or listening, this is probably because you got an offer lower than what you're expecting, what you were asking for. And the thing to keep in mind is the offers you're getting, they might be, not to be a downing or a Debbie Downer, I guess is the phrase, but they might be the only offers you get. So don't look at it as, I'm going to be getting lots more offers down the road. I can afford to let this one go. If that offer is close to where you're wanting to be in the end. I hope I'm making sense. But a lot of times somebody will list their house, let's say for $100,000, and they'll get offers for $90,000, and they'll reject them, all of them, because that's below their asking price. But then you go 6, 10 months, maybe a year even, down the road, and it sat that long, and they get an offer for $80,000 and they take it. And the reason is because it sat so long, they realized that their house wasn't worth $100,000 and now they're just ready to get rid of it. So just because you get 5 offers in the first week, don't expect that every week after that you're going to get another 5 offers and so you can just reject all of them. Because they might be the best offers you're going to get. So that's why you need to be, you need to counter, with the offers that are worth countering with, and don't just let them go by.
And, the other key to countering an offer is listen to your real estate agent's expertise in this area. They should have negotiated multiple deals by now, and they may be telling you, you know, you really do need to budge a little bit because you're a little high on your price. Don't get angry with them.
Yep.
Take their advice, and you may not have to do exactly what they're saying, but at least use that as wisdom in how you do negotiate. Don't just be hard-headed and think, well, this is what I'm going to get. You can be that way, but if you are, you may be stuck with the property. So be willing to listen to your agent as you work through the negotiation and the counteroffers. Hopefully they can help you get the maximum amount that your property is worth, even if it's not as much as you thought it was originally.
And I guess another point with it's kind of the opposite of don't be too aggressive. Don't be, I don't know what the word would be, don't counter for $100. Like we've seen times where somebody will offer maybe $1,000 less and the person will counter for like $200 more than what that person offered. If you're $200 within your asking price, or what, not maybe not your asking price, but your bottom line of what you're wanting, just take it or counter for a little bit more. Don't do it over $100 because that's really just kind of just making them feel like you're nitpicking and you don't want to do that.
Yeah. Again, just look at it like if you was in their shoes. If you come up with an amount and they said, no, you're $100 off on a $100,000 deal, that's probably more irritating than it is worthwhile. So keep that in mind.
Yep. So, yeah, I think, in essence, rely on your realtor, and listen to them, and also let the offers be like a kind of like an audience's opinion, a vote on your house of what the public thinks it's worth. Because if you get a bunch of offers that are less than what you're asking, maybe your house isn't worth as much as you were hoping. That's just something. You don't be so stuck on the price that you can't listen to your realtor and you can't listen to the offers you're getting. And obviously we know that there's situations where maybe you have a loan you gotta pay, you can't come down.
Yeah.
We understand that, but just something to keep in mind. Don't get offended with people. So.
All right, I think that wraps up counter offers. And we're glad you listened to us. If you need help in South Central Indiana, please keep Ethan and myself in mind with Keith Realty.
Yep. And if you have any other questions or comments for us and things that we could answer in maybe future shows, just leave a message for us, comment, or message us, and we will try and answer your questions. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.